I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Now, if you enjoy taking a nap, now who doesn't? Come on. Would you believe that there's a wrong and a right way to take a nap? So says the Mayo Clinic, which claims that although there are benefits to napping, including, of course, fatigue reduction, relaxation, later increased alertness, better mood perhaps, even improved memory, napping at the wrong time of day or for too long can actually go the other way and be detrimental. And poor sleep quality or insomnia might be exacerbated by napping. However, you might consider napping if you're feeling unexpectedly sleepy or planning to work an extended shift or take a long drive. It's recommended that the best way to take naps is to keep them a maximum of 30 minutes so you don't feel groggy afterward, take them in the afternoon to counter post-lunch drowsiness, and lie down in a restful environment with few distractions. And we should all be attending to our sleep hygiene, which includes going to bed at a specified period of time, not having the television running late, not eating late or drinking liquids late in the day, so we might have to get up in the middle of the night to urinate.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew. Don't miss my next report at 1:13.